All right, tell me who you are and what you're doing here.
My name is AJ Adams. I work in the Home of Department of British Gas. Currently, what we're doing today is we're here to work in close conjunction with the Citizens Advice Bureau to inform the Citizens Advice who are working on the front line with our at-risk customers to tell them and inform them of the type of things that we can put in place for them to help reduce their overall outgoings for the gas and electricity bills.
Right, and you were in the Green Deal workshop this morning, weren't you? Is the Green Deal a good deal? And one of the things you said to me after that is some of the things that were mentioned in that workshop by DECC are things that you're already doing for nothing. Is that right?
It certainly is. I mean, things like free cavity wall fitting and free insulation we're giving to customers. If they've got gas and electricity with us, all they need to do is go to britishgas.co.uk/free insulation. Right. They will fill out a form online and we'll send an engineer out to the property. Now, not only will they check to see if they've got free, if they're eligible for free insulation, they'll also have a look at things like if they've got draft excluders in places and potential areas of the property where they're losing energy. So if they can identify them areas, they could then overall reduce the lower, reduce and lower their bills.
Right. One of the things that was mentioned in the workshop was this kind of problem of trust between consumers and the big energy companies. And your colleague who was there also talked about that. And you mentioned it too. It's kind of the trust and understanding that's happening at the moment.
Yeah.
So what's your when you're in that workshop, you hear people saying that they don't trust the big utility companies. What do you think when you hear that kind of thing?
I mean, to be honest, if you look at the progression of the utility companies over the last 10 to 15 years, it has been profound. I mean, you tend to find the further back you go, the more horror stories that you hear. That's the thing that we're trying to address first and foremost, is the fact that currently at this moment in time, British Gas have got excellent NPS scores, and that's a regulated thing by an independent party who will test the level of service that you receive at the point of contact on phone calls.
Yeah.
Not only that, we're looking at also putting more standards in place and more outlines for our outbound sales agents. So in the past, it was people were feeling pressured into bringing the supply across to ourselves. Now we will give people free and impartial advice. If an energy provider is cheaper than us, we will tell them that they are cheaper than us. By doing little things like that, we can then infuse trust into our customer base and hopefully bring the overall vision of the business up.
And how long have you been working for this part of British Gas?
For around about a year and a half.
All right. What were you doing before?
Before I was at university.
Where?
In Manchester Met, doing contemporary theatre and performance. I was looking in my third year, specialising at-risk people and also elderly people, and how drama therapy can use as an application to then help that customer. As I mentioned earlier in the energy scheme, it's all well and good us having something in place to help customers reduce the bills, but if we're not educating them on a level which is going to make it applicable to them, also so they know and understand what it actually is doing, this energy saving, they're going to be more entitled to want to do it rather than being put a piece of paper in front of them saying you are eligible for this, this is what you could get, go about it yourself. We're trying to come out into the community now and make our voices known by telling customers, by having one-on-one interactions with them, and reassuring that their vision in our brand.
And you think that's your background in theatre studies, was that part of the reason you think British Gas recruited you to do this sort of work?
This actually stemmed from a very initial scheme that happened last year called the Respect Team, where we actually went out to the local community, specifically looking at at-risk customers and elderly customers, just to give them basic information. Not on the level that we've progressed to now with the Citizens Advice Bureau, by telling the people who are working at the front line of the area that is so difficult to penetrate, and that is the at-risk customers.
Yeah. So you enjoy working with these customer groups?
Yeah.
It comes across when you speak?
Yeah, very much. Of course I do. I mean, we've got our basic customer base, which will ring us up on a monthly basis and they'll pay their bills. And as a business, that's an excellent, viable source of income. When it comes to our customers as a whole, we want to identify with each and every one of them, from our Premier Energy customers, who are our high-spending customers, to our low-spending customers, who are on benefits and have job seekers allowance. For example, we've just put £20 million into the Home Energy Care Trust, which is basically designed to write debts off for customers who can't afford them. It initially started, we put £4.3 million into the trust last year. It's now progressed to us putting £20 million of our own money. So if a customer was to move out of a property and is on a very, very low income, for example, if he was on job seekers allowance, where he'd only be getting £50 a month, he could apply to this trust if he has a £400 bill when he's moved out of his property, and we could write that bill off. Now, initially, that could sound like a bad idea because we'll just be writing debts off for customers who have got in debt. But what you'll tend to find is that when they've been through the whole rigmarole of the emotional experience of having a large bill, which they're constantly fretting about because they don't know the implications, especially when they're receiving letters, like red letters from debt collection agencies, once we've cleared that debt off, they're going to be more mindful for the future about their energy. They're not going to want to find themselves in that same predicament, and they're going to find sources of information of how they can reduce their bills. At that point of contact is one of the perfect times where we can tell our customers about things like essentials tariffs, also about the energy saving trust, and also about things like the free insulation.
Great, AJ, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.